Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Rip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS National Radio Service. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, daily number here, 1-800-422-416. All right, let's talk about On Country Pathways, celebrating third birthday. Now, On Country Pathways, Indigenous-owned and operated not-for-profit organisation based in New South Wales and Victoria border. That's a community of Albury and Wodonga and servicing about 15 locations in the Riverina Murray region. Look, they deliver employment and career pathway programs for First Nation people aged 15 to 24 years. Look, fantastic. Success program. Going to catch up a yarn now with the general manager, that Deadly Brothers named Jeb Hutchinson. We have Jeb on the line. Jeb, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Trev. Yeah, good, bud. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, I'm a proud Wiradjuri man. I'm from Hilston in central New South Wales there, and lucky enough to live down here on Albury Wodonga. I'm on the Wodonga side, so on Dutaroa country down here. Yeah, live around Wodonga way.
Beautiful. Well, I will say, from a brother from far north Queensland, that's got to be cold country, cuss.
Brother, we're about -5 at the moment, so she's certainly fresh. Took the kids up the hill on the weekend there, throwing snowballs at each other, so yeah.
And this little Murray talking in north Queensland here with a pair of football shorts and singlet on, brother, so how?
Don't worry, we're envious of that.
Look, brother, congratulations, third birthday. So On Country Pathways will operate on third birthday. How did it come about? Paint the picture, Jeb, in regarding the beginning of the program and the reason for doing it and how you're travelling after 3 years.
Yeah, so I guess it goes back to, stems back to childhood there where, you know, you come from central New South Wales and a lot of lack of opportunity for mob in particular, you know, especially through, you know, employment. So I guess I've started a construction company about 8 years ago and obviously a part of starting the construction business up was to provide opportunities for our own mob, you know. And got to a point where, you know, I'd exhausted all the opportunities within inside my own organisation and I had other organisations asking me how do we help out. So myself and my two other business partners decided, you know, we'd start On Country Pathways as a not-for-profit. You know, it's not about a financial gain or anything like that. For ourselves, it was more just around making sure those opportunities are there for, you know, the young mob that are looking to, you know, advance themselves into, you know, any type of career that they're interested in.
Sure.
And it's grown so much since then, obviously. We started out with a few programs like work experience and a job placement support program. We had a traineeship and a cadetship program back at the start, but they've sort of been amalgamated into one program there with job placement support, and we've added another program which is single-handedly the biggest barrier to employment for Indigenous youth, which is gaining a driver's licence with the mandatory 120 hours that we have to do. So, and it's probably, you know, at the moment it's probably our most sought-after program. Since starting at about 18 months ago, we've had 86 young people achieve their dream of getting their licence, and currently we have over 209 people on the program, actively on the program. So, yeah.
Good numbers, Jeb. And what industry are we talking about regarding employment with these young ones?
We had a gun barrel focus at the start of our organisation to, you know, I guess with construction, obviously, as I said before, I'm in construction and I have a business that, you know, can provide opportunities with not only myself but other organisations in construction. But I had a young girl there in year 9 completely stop me in my tracks one day and tell me I'm not interested in that. It was hair and beauty she was interested in. So I guess we had to shift the focus, and the focus is around whatever industry that they're interested in. Like, as a young bloke, I was really really shy and nervous to go and ask for an opportunity, which is, you know, something I'm not nervous or shy anymore to go and ask anyone for an opportunity for anyone these days. You know, as long as the young people, you know, are wanting that opportunity, we'll go and find it. So, you know, we're going across all sectors now, health, transport, whatever their interest in, hair and beauty. I'm pleased to say that young girl is now in construction. But,
beautiful. Yeah, you brought her to the dark side, brother.
That's it. Yeah. So whatever they're interested in, you know, I'm happy to go and try and find that opportunity for them and partner with organisations, you know, and then organisations we support back with, like, some cultural safety and just ensuring that the workplace is right and, you know, the mentoring of not only the young person but also the business to ensure the success of our program.
Yeah, you're finding the companies, like the enterprises, we're talking free enterprises, private companies, are forthcoming, arms open regarding the conversations and signing them up?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, they're certainly they're interested, and I guess it because it comes with another level of support. Like, we're not only supporting the young person, but we're also supporting them.
Yeah.
So they're really open to the idea. Like, there's a lot of people out there that want to help. They just don't know how to help. So I guess as an organisation, we exist to try and connect them two together, and you know, for that opportunity for our young mob, and ensuring that, you know, those career pathways are there for hopefully one day, just like myself, to become, you know, an Aboriginal business owner. Yeah, so I'm really, really proud to say that, you know, there's heaps of businesses that want to, they're just not sure how to. So
yeah,
we're more than
beautiful.
Happy to try and help them.
Well, you're the glue, you're the bridge, so to speak, in regarding connecting pathways, hence the name of the country, On Country Pathways. Jeb, in regard to providing or looking for positive outcomes, works for these young ones, On Country Pathways, how many do you employ, and are we talking First Nations?
Yeah, for sure. So we've got 19 employees now.
Yeah, good.
We're a few casuals on the books, but over 90% of our employees are First Nations employees. So,
yes.
You know, it's about, you know, providing, you know, good role models, good mentors as well, for our young people to, you know, let them aspire to, you know, have a good mentor and you know, let them know that, you know, you're constantly there for them, I suppose.
Exactly.
It's really important.
Yeah, fantastic. So here we are, third birthday. Look, many more to come is what I'm picking up. You've got a strong foundation there. And the old saying, you cannot build an empire on sand. So know where you're sinking, brother. And as long as you've got young ones out there and they're looking for work, well, you become the employment agency, you could say, Jeb.
I don't know about the employment agency. We're happy to connect, but I guess, like, on the third birthday, we announced the start of a social venture through our organisation to procure goods and services. We want to become unreliant on government funding and make our own choices as an organisation. So we launched a social venture through On Country Pathways, where 100% of the profit stays within inside the organisation, allows us to make choices for ourselves. At the moment, we're sort of dictated to the operations for the area of operations. Look, we want to continually expand. We field phone calls constantly from communities asking for help. So, you know, we've launched our own social venture now, which will focus on procurement activities, especially with inside the construction sector and many other, and like this is the first string to us becoming unreliant on government funding into the future.
Well, I always say we need more black success in this country, not only on the football field. So too good, my brother. Fantastic. Love the work you're doing. Big shout-out to your deadly team. Jeb, keep doing what you're doing. Happy birthday. And we'll yarn soon, brother.
Thanks, brother. I really appreciate you having me on.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Jeb Hutchinson, his name is. On Country Pathways, General Manager. And, it is fantastic. On Country Pathways, Indigenous-owned and operated not-for-profit organisation based in New South Wales, Victoria. We're talking the border community of Albury and Wodonga, and serves in about 15 locations in the Riverina Murray region. And they delivered employment and career pathway program for First Nation people aged 15 to 24 years. Look, fantastic. Successful principal there is. And look, it just lays the opportunity, the foundation for employment, job opportunities, procurement, as Jeb mentioned. And look, a fantastic network, fantastic business there. So happy third birthday, On Country Pathways, too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidindji country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we've got across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. National Talk Black, too deadly.
Rise up. strong. Warrior.
Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, to put himself amongst the wicked. Only the righteous will be strong.
If you want to know the secrets of your lifetime, then clear your mind of all your evil thinking. 'Cause the time will come when you will have to suffer. That's the time when you will find out if your brother's your brother. Beautiful day,
we will always walk close to God.
Never let the devil of the world try put you down. Stand firm with your feet upon the ground, 'cause you're a warrior.
You're a warrior.
Stomping ground.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Me plumb at the work, with the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt, for what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the wicked holes in the earth, tracking the herd. For what you thought we could be, what we stop it. You must have been me, San Balarayan. I take our rib, I come a sea island. Born and bred where Kyoto, the island. Busy not to fly, must fly, go by again. Another after and be full blood, new in mind. Another after and be cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now July 1. Sends a light blown Torres Strait Island. I'm at the Yanyu bad when I there become. I there matter make it dance. I there make it the mock car. And man no understand. When we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them come once it's time we snag a band. Woman nag a man, bullet no got no gun. I mean no gun, hand to command man. From make it wrong decision. Them come, but we no sabe see them at the work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. Bye bye, you go walk, but not stop at where you from. Mother love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look above, sign up there, gubba gub. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make it damn kind, you gon' mata stop. Bombay, them kind was a kuyo password wap now. Nah. Then kind was a spear password woomara. How mata ya new bad when out there become? Out there mata make it work, make him sign up to sun down. Make it plenty pound, dive a mata down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds, and thousands. Them kind was a waiting naga vow. Watching naga bow, farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking no loud, Bogani go pop. From sissy broke up from inside south. Then it now, but we no sabe see them at the work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we sabe work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the herd. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop it. Plum at the work. Me plum at the work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the herd. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop it work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop it.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolls by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from T.I.? Are you from T.I.? Where the wild, wild, one-eyed tree goes. Are you from Torres Strait? Any place including St. Paul Way? Any place in just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wong-eyed tree goes. Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way. Any place and just around by Marley, okay. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide and listen. See it. Be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindy Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, Tio Daly, going to catch up a yarn now with Benson Sallow. He's the Torch Program Chair, Executive Director. The Torch is a statewide Indigenous arts and prisons community program. It's set within the context of the Victorian Aboriginal Justice Agreement, and its focus is on the role of culturally identity in the rehabilitative process of First Nation people impacted by incarceration. So the Torch employs Indigenous arts officers to deliver the program to Indigenous men and women in Victoria Prison and to support participants who are transitioning back into community. How deadly is this vehicle? So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Benson Sallow on the line. Benson, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good morning. Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from, Benson?
Yeah. So I'm connected down in Victoria to Wemba Wemba, Jadawa Jali, Wirragai and Goodnich Mara Nation, so Western Victoria.
Yes.
And then my father's from New Island Province in Papua New Guinea, but I actually grew up in Tabawai Gomeroi country.
All right, beautiful. And I will say from a brother from Cairns, North Queensland, all that is cold country.
I'll tell you what, it's very cold right now. Yeah, you're right.
And I'm yarning here. I'm yarning to you, Benson, with football shorts and singlet on, brother.
I'm wearing two layers of jacket.
Too deadly. Listen, thank you for coming to the program. Look, a fantastic program, the Torch Program. You're the chair of. So first of all, when did it start? Who came up with the concept, and what is the concept, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So it started back in 2011, but really this started way back in 1991 when there was the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody.
Yeah.
So one of our really staunch and strong leaders, Uncle Jim Berg,
yep. He
was a prisons officer, and he was actually going around and capturing the information around the deaths in custody that were happening right across Victorian prison.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of that, he thought, you know what, we need to be connecting our mob back to community and culture and a sense of identity, and also yep. providing a vehicle that actually enables them to change
sure.
their financial and economic futures.
Mm.
And out of that actually formed the Torch. And our very first employee as a Community Arts and Aboriginal Programs Coordinator was Kent Morris. And mm-hmm. Kent is currently our Executive Creative Arts Director, which is amazing, after many years, and he's about to go on long service leave, actually. But, it was really formed out of this, this pervasive issue of incarceration, mass incarceration of our people right across the country. Because, Trevor, as we make up about 3% of the population.
Exactly.
But we're making up about 32% of the national adult prison population. Yeah. And
numbers are
unfortunately,
high.
It's shocking.
It is, very much so. So we're talking about an art program for our prisoners, men and women, but also a positive outcome in regard to employment or creating an industry as such. or business entity, you could say.
100%. And this is, you know, we look at as art not only as the centerpiece, but it's also the vehicle for being able to connect people back to culture and community, and also build that sense of identity. You know, when people are inside, we hear this often for over 300 people that we work with across Victorian prisons, is that their identity is, they're wrapped up as, you know, I'm incarcerated, or I'm a prisoner. And when they come through our programs, their identity becomes, well, actually, I'm an artist.
Yeah,
you know, and exactly. And being able to connect that, being able to tell their stories and explore their own stories and their own journeys, but then there's nothing more thrilling and exciting for our participants than when they get that first sale.
Benson, we're talking about giving them a vision, looking up and, you know, looking at a future.
Oh, yeah, 100% right. And what that says is that, I can do something. So that sense of achievement and accomplishment, but then also someone else saw value in me and my story.
Beautiful.
And I think there's probably a lot of us out there, and probably a lot of your listeners that often don't feel that sense of being valued. And I think that's such an empowering thing to be able to provide someone is that sense of, you know, I see you.
Yes.
I'm walking with you and I value you.
That's beautiful and that's deep. Benson, we're talking about job opportunities as well. So we're talking about the participants coming out of it, when they come out of jail, so to speak, they can walk right into a job with the Torch program. Is that the case?
So we've been able to, we actually employ about six of Torch artists. So they've come through come through prison and now actually working, they're part of our team.
Beautiful.
And working not only as cultural arts officers, but all different other parts of our business as well. So working in when people buy an artwork online, we've got some of our team that are packing the artwork and sending them all out. We're also exploring an opportunity to buy a business that will actually enable us to do all the art supplies and the stretching of art canvases.
Yes.
Which provides another pathway as well for other options. So that's something that we're looking at for the next few years with our launch of our new strategy.
Fantastic. Benson, when we look at the participants coming out of incarceration, doing their artwork, become like employees, you talk about the six artists as such, when their arts are sold, does the money go back to them?
That's right. So this took about 10 years of advocacy into the Victorian government.
Yes.
So in many states, including Victoria, previously, if you're incarcerated, you couldn't earn an income. And so we're able to change that policy, to advocate to change that policy. So when an artwork is sold, 100% of that sale of that artwork goes back to the artist.
Yes.
And so when they leave prison, They'll get some in their commissary fund, but then it'll also be held in trust. So when they do leave, they actually have a financial foundation to be able to shift their, to find a place to rent, to continue their art practices, to connect back with family. You know, it's up to them, because that at its core is one, being valued, but then also having the means to be able to serve. Self-determined.
Exactly, Benson. It creates, they've seen the actual transaction of a product that they produced, then sold and cashed back in their pocket. There's the entrepreneur spirit. They
That's
are
right.
business people, happen to be black. Too deadly.
That's it. Yeah. And in fact, you touch on a really great point there, Trevor, because that's the next part that we're also looking at is, how do we support our artists? The artists that come through the program to be able to build a business and to step into that space where they can earn a living.
Exactly.
Not just earn an income, but earn a living from producing art and telling their story. And we've still got a long way to go.
Yep, sure. But beginning's half done, and you've got a foundation here. You've got a vehicle that's rolling. And look, it could only get better.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going strength from strength. And we've had an interest from other states to expand the Torch. We're doing something quite unique in Australia, but here in Victoria, and I think there is such a want and a need for us to be be able to look.
Well, Benson, you've got a program in place there. This should be templated across the country. All states and territories should have this in place.
Yep.
If you look at it, success, yeah.
Oh, 100%. The success speaks for itself.
That's right.
One of the challenges is each justice system or legal system is unique to each state. So
sure.
For our artists to earn that income, we would also need to then change the policies and legislation in other states as well, which is something we're willing and happy to work with other organisations to do.
Exactly.
And this is actually what's going to change a lot of our people's futures.
Too Daily, my brother. How do people witness the Torch program? Have you got a web page as such?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can check it out at www.thetorch.org.au. And you'll see on our front cover of the website is our most recent exhibition. It's a month-long exhibition. We had over 350 artists, and it was in the one of the town halls here in Melbourne for a month. And I recommend everyone check them out. And you'll see that people think, oh, they're inside. You know, the art won't be that. We have world-class artists.
Yes.
That are here. Our people are so talented and got such vision and passion, and the world needs to see it.
They need to see it. And Benson, when you talk about our artists, when you talk about our people, we are storytellers. And these beautiful artists coming from incarceration are virtually just telling their story.
Yep.
Powerful.
100%.
Yeah.
That's it.
Benson, thank you for sharing. All the best to you. So all the W's, thetorch.org.au?
Correct.
Fantastic. All you Deadly Mob up there, check it out. Fantastic. Let's support these artists, support this program. Should be templated across the country. Benson, thank you, my friend. You take care, brother, and all the best to you. Stay warm.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, well, stay cool.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, and his name is Benson Salu. He's the Torch Program Chair, Executive Director. Do check it out, all the W's, .thetorch, one word, .org.au, and check out the Torch's Statewide Indigenous Arts in Prisons and Community Program. And it's fantastic, and creating waves and creating positive outcomes in regard to coming out of prison straight into a JOB as an artist, or is not walking into a business as such, a business entity, and become entrepreneurs. Fantastic. This should be templated across the country. Javier saying, Jan Upstrong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Javier saying, Jan Upstrong, a big shout-out to the NERS team. Thank you very much for allowing this program to go across the airways. And a big shout-out to First Nation Radio Station across this beautiful country of ours, a Deadly Black Network, Jan Upstrong, here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
I've been down on that, but I won't let it get to me. From the past and now the future that I'm visioning, and my position is to get to high standards. But the way that life is, I don't really understand it. But I know that I got something, so I keep going. Music's helped me a lot, and then I've reached those. I do music for my heart and for my people, and I reach for the top of my game. All I ever dreamt of doing is just rocking the stage. It's like I'm stuck in a maze, trying to find a way out of this stress and struggle. This song is put the brothers that are in the same position, feeling the anxiousness to obtain a vision. Instead of selling drugs, make a better decision. But we know it's always hard to put food in the kitchen. Mama, papa, bitching, and every day is still the same. And this is the story of a warrior, and I say, I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. 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 I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior. I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk, I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land,
it's sick the way everyone treats each other these days, and all I ever seen is hate and betray. Will it go or will it stay? We all deal with it from day to day. What am I supposed to say? Another family fight. That
never feels right, even though that it might. Ain't family supposed to be tight when you come home at night, hoping that you can go right. Respect to my elders passed on, and to my elders still standing strong. I know with your guidance and nothing can go wrong. That's why I put my heart into this song, to let you know that your spirits will move on. I'm here to help the generations get the groove on. That's why we gotta stand strong, live as one, and have a little fun before the next generation has begun.
I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land,
rhymes, I'm off of my raps, young warriors, reference from me black, Alice Springs is where I'm from, yeah, I'm from an off a country boy, got it going on, but I miss my homes, cause I'm running through the city lights, living a busy life, trying to dump my dollar price, but you hear a seller twice, I got a dream to make, selling tapes, can't wait, doing shows across the globe, making videos, I put a damn prayer for the love of hip hop, everybody get ready, cause the time for lift off, I split a gun and steady, so you know what's up, it's people on the record, getting down like rock, some I keep going, down a stick road, no matter what the distance is, then the time is slow. I'ma put my mind to move, can move some more, and I'ma keep my head up.
I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior.
I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold.
Brothers and sisters who are out there fighting for what they truly believe in. This one's for you.
We up, we are never gonna ever back down. We're gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We're gonna dance to the beat of the sound. We are never gonna back down. We up, no, we never gonna ever back down. We're gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We're gonna dance to the beat of the sound. Now we
constellations, star vibrations, we gonna vibe to the good vibrations. Ain't nobody gonna tell us how it is. We live by the sword or we die by the spear, huh? Installations of conversations to different nations and destinations. We ain't never seen a life like this, warned and dismissed. Ain't nobody got time for this.
We are never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound. We are never gonna back down.
We are,
no, we never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound. No, we never gonna back down.
This generation moves the nation. World's vibrations, we lost our patience. Manifestations came through creations. Raise our flags high as we dance through the nations. When we speak, we don't preach. Wisdom of the streets, them jewels that we seek. We them warriors, them beasts. We them crown proud, we them kings, let me speak.
We are never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound. We are never gonna back down.
We are,
no, we never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound. No, we never gonna back down.
No, we never gonna back down. No, we never gonna back down. No, we never gonna back down. No, we never gonna back down.
dance to the beat of the song. Now we're never gonna back down.
To the ZK, time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These possum tongues say friend of me. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake ball, I acting finicky. So I kill them quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make change like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload to the bad vibes. Tell them c'est la vie. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss, shoot from the hip, never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch, digging your ditch, dead or alive, top fly. Red eye bullets, we stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch, it got you saying.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba katya na bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.